This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Welcome back. Coming in hour number two on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Today, I may just go ahead and try a version of the ISIS welcome wagon bag. I don't have everything that I want to have in it just yet, but I'm going to go ahead and put it together with what I do have and see how it fits. The central part of this kit is going to be the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag. Simply because of what it is and what it's going to be. It is a container that holds a fully functioning chest rig, very slim, very low profile, very well pointed. Check all of this out. Check out the Contact Series by going to tacticalholsters.com. Of the branches of government, and by that I mean the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. The judiciary should be the weakest of the branches, primarily because they are not advocates. They never advocate for anything. One of the reasons we broke from Great Britain was to get away from monarchs. And here, the question has to be asked, has the Supreme Court become a neo-monarchy of nine kings and queens? You know, the late 18th century Federalist essays were written to convince New York skeptics of the Constitution to ratify it, but Federalists elsewhere across the country used the essays to their benefit. Each one of those was numbered. How should the Supreme Court of the United States and the will of the people interact? I would like to see a little bit of humility coming out of that group. The Supreme Court is mentioned in Article 3 of the Constitution, not Article 1, the legislative branch, or Article 2, the executive branch. Thus, from the order of the articles and their content, the court comes last. The legislative branch comes first, and its agents are elected by the people. Madison or Hamilton reminds us in Federalist 51 that the SCOTUS is constitutionally limited by the other branches. Were the executive magistrate or the judges not independent of the legislature in this particular, their independence in every other way would be merely nominal. But the great security against the gradual concentration of the several powers in the same department consists in giving those who administer each department the necessary constitutional means and motive to resist encroachment by the others. These are the checks and balances among the departments or the branches. Quite simply, Congress could take a walk to wherever the Supreme Court is and tell the Supreme Court, you know what, you don't need to be looking at this. You have no jurisdiction over this. You don't need to be deciding this. We'll take care of this. It's part of the Supreme Court. That part of it is over. You've already made a couple of rulings. They're going to stand. Don't worry about that. We'll handle the rest. And the Supreme Court would have no choice by Constitution except to sit back and say, okay. Okay. In Federal 78, Hamilton says the executive can nominate, distribute honors, and hold the sword. The legislative branch controls the purse and prescribes the rules by which the duties and the rights of the citizens are to be regulated. The judiciary has none of this. Hamilton wrote that it proves incontestably that the judiciary is beyond comparison the weakest of the three departments of power. And in the same passage, he reiterates that the judiciary cannot limit the people's liberty. The judiciary can never attack with success either of the other two branches, and that all possible care is requisite to enable it to defend itself against their attacks. It equally proves that through individual oppression that may now and then proceed from the courts of justice, the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. The judicial branch is the weakest, but the critics of the Constitution saw an obvious flaw in the checks and balances. Is Hamilton, and there's two questions to be asked here, is Hamilton right, and is he also correct that the liberty of the people can never be endangered by the court? I think he's right, but I don't think he's correct, because I think, like in the case of what happened with the New York Safe Act, where they upheld the Safe Act and now it's going to the Supreme Court, and if they don't do something with it, slapping it down, which is the only way they can uphold the Heller decision, that there's some people out there nervously waiting to see what happens and thinking it may cause a civil war. I think that endangers the liberty of the people. Here's the problem. If the court can declare an act of Congress void, doesn't that put the court in a position of power over Congress that it should not have? Hamilton lays out that concern in Federalist 78. Some perplexity respecting the rights of the courts to pronounce legislative acts void because contrary to the Constitution has arisen from the imagination that the doctrine would imply a superiority of the judiciary to the legislative power. It is urged that the authority which can declare the acts of another void must necessarily be superior to the one whose acts may be declared void. It's a very obvious objection. Somebody can get out there and start abusing something like that. Now, in today's world, you know, those guys, they wrote in absolutes. They believed what they believed. They were true patriots. They had just thrown off the yoke of oppression. They had fought the world's only superpower and won. They were full of all kinds of stuff. But in today's standards, let's look at what we got today. Judges today have sometimes lurched over on the legislative side. Good example, Roe versus Wade, 1973. Justice Blackmun, after deficient research and dependence on tendacious scholarship, started deciding when you're a human being and when you're in the womb, and started worrying about things like viability, psychological effects of the mother and stuff such as that. Does the Constitution talk about this? How can the court direct legislatures about them? Sort of seems like the Supreme Court is writing laws and imposing its own agenda on the Constitution, since the Constitution says nothing about abortion or reproduction. They have overreached, clearly. And they should have left the issue to the states and their legislatures and the elected representatives, who, after all, are closer to the people than the unelected judges are. So, can we curtail this? Yes, we can. Absolutely. We can definitely curtail all of this. And the honest truth of it is we're simply not doing it. And I hear nobody talking about this. I never hear a guy pulled into, hey, Representative so-and-so, have you guys thought about curtailing the power of the court? Because they probably, some of these guys probably don't even know that exists. They're probably out there going, well, you know, federal law is supreme, and they're the Supreme Court, so they're, what they say is supreme. I guess it's supreme. No. They never have been supreme. They're not monarchs. They are the weakest. We're going to be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I cannot, you know, the contact series, for me, the contact series is taking G-Code and put them into very rare air indeed. Because I don't know of anybody out there that actually manufactures Kydex and tactical nylon and puts them together on a daily basis as their primary product line. And it's, you know, I've only talked about the chest rigs. I haven't talked about the belts. They have the prefab belts there all together, with all of the pouches and all of the holsters and everything else that you may want to go. You can have all of that stuff set up and ready to go from the Contact series. Have this low profile, absolutely height of elegant, haute couture, lethal solution at your fingertips. And you can start by going to tacticalholsters.com. I've got a little ritual I go through. First of all, if I go, I like new places. I like to go to new places. I like to see new things. When I go to the new place, see, I was a route man for 20 years. I delivered, which meant I never went in the front door of an establishment. I went in the back door of an establishment. Here in South Carolina, if you're going to be a gun-free zone, you've got to have the sign on every door. You can't miss a single door, not one. If you miss a door, well, then your status is sort of thrown in flux, and I'm not bound by law to listen to the sign on your other doors. So, if I go to a place where I want to eat or have a cup of coffee or something or buy something, and I look at the door, and I see that the door has a gun-free zone sign or no guns allowed sign, the first thing I do, because I know that every one of these businesses has a rear access, I go find that rear access in the car. Most of the time, they're not covered up. They're just the door. You get there and you find just the door, and guess what? 9 times out of 10, just that door does not have a no guns prohibited sign or no guns allowed sign on the back door. At that point, I then pull back around, find myself some very nice parking, and walk in there carrying my gun, secure in the fact that I have not fallen victim to being another one of the fish swimming around the barrel, because here we have a business who thinks it is a smoking hot idea to advertise that they don't allow people with guns to come into their business. Thus saying that, you know what? This is a good place to perpetrate your violence. That's the message. That's the subtext message. I, as Captain Subtext, will bring that to you so you don't have to look it up. Gun-free zone equals violence allowed area, if you will, with a fine, ample supply of targets. It is a target-rich environment. You will be killing people enjoying their sweet tea, here in the South, at least. That's the first thing I question. I question the businesses. Then I question the sheep that walk in there, the ones that are sitting there, not watching the door every time it opens up, not looking up any time something's moving around them. Intent, most of them, you know, nowadays in the 21st century, most of them, even though they will be with a companion, their face will be in their phone. their face will be in their phone. And, Allison Parker, the tragic victim of Lester Flanagan in Roanoke, Virginia, is a clear indication of the problem here in the United States today. Lester Flanagan is standing off to her side at a 90-degree angle. We can see her eyes. If we can see her eyes, we can now establish that there is a line of sight set up there. We can see her eyes. We see Lester Flanagan, his GoPro. He pulls out his Glock 19 because Sehung Cho, he used one. He loved it. He pulls out his Glock 19 and points it at her and holds it there for a few seconds, and her periphery never kicks in. And Vester Flanagan gets very upset about that. You can see the gun shaking, and he starts moving around a little bit. He's probably angry because she didn't notice it. And even when he opens fire, she has not noticed it yet. He's just decided to go at that point. Allison did not see the danger. She was not aware of the danger around her. So, unfortunately, that's a very big majority of America today. We have a bunch of people that walk around blissfully unaware of anything. I mean, they have whole YouTube channels in England where they take the CCTV video of people on their phones walking around and walking into light poles. So unaware are they. Here we have too many people in denial. The odds are, wherever you go, that you are not going to be a shooting victim. However, we have these happening every day. I'm sure Samantha Bunce in Charlotte, North Carolina, did not think when she was feeding her baby the other day while she was in her own home, safe and secure in her own home, where she should have let her guard down, that she was going to have a home invasion crew come through the door, but they did, and guess what? She was ready for that. Well done. How many of us can claim that we would be ready for that in the same circumstance, especially feeding a four-month-old? Right now, some of these idiot businesses, like the Olive Garden, they asked the cop to leave the other day because he had a gun. We got to push back against these businesses. We need to hit them where it hurts, which is their wallet. Don't take your gun off and go in the place. Keep your gun on and go someplace else. Get a phone number for the place you went. We're going to go and let them know, hey, I was going to come in there and eat a meal. I had three people. I was paying for it myself. Pretty sure it would have been like a $100, $120 check. You wouldn't let me bring my gun in, which you never would have seen. Therefore, I went somewhere else. And I will continue to go somewhere else. And here's a problem. In the Twitter age and the Facebook age and everything else, you can make somebody famous real quick. Some of these guys don't really have a whole lot of, they don't have a whole lot to do with it. They're corporate. Olive Garden is corporate. That's fine. Everybody can lose money. And the ones that are out there wanting to set up this killing field, they need to go down in flames or change their policy. Or do like my man John here saying, get a Black River canine. He'll see it all coming. That's really stepping up your game, though. Really stepping it up. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I want to run, that I'm going to run. They take a beating and keep on ticking. Very few moving parts. Lifetime warranty. I've still got the first one I ever got, and I still use it. Glock 17 holster. And, you know, with those, I can also, because of the way they're designed, I can also run the Glock 19 in it if I want to. I can run the Glock 26 in it if I want to, because of the very basic dimensions, and the Glock 34, for that matter. So, you know, one holster, bunch of guns. This one I only run my Glock 17 in. I have those for the 19 and the 34. You can join me with this. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Once again, revisiting Virginia. Now, the whole time in the run-up, I never saw the Americans for Responsible Solutions, Gabrielle Giffords' fronted organization out there. I never saw them saying anything, endorsing anything, talking about anything. And on November 3rd, despite the $2.2 million dump that Michael Bloomberg threw in there to try to influence a race or two, because they only had to get one Senate seat. Out of all those that were out there, they failed. $2.2 million gone down the drain. Me and you look at that and say, wow, what I could have done with that. To Bloomberg, that's just, you know, a weekend. And yet, showing the true nature of liberalism and gun control when it, at its very best, out comes the Americans for Responsible Solutions, claiming a victory because in the one race, the race where, which one was it? It was Parrish. Parrish was the Republican. McPike was the Democrat. It was a seat held by a Democrat that had been vacated. And McPike wins it after a $1.5 million media buy by Bloomberg. And they've come out and said, we have achieved victory. Despite the fact that the Senate is still held by the Republicans. I'm not going to say the pro-gun Republicans. A pro-gun Republican who gets out there, would get out there every time they propose gun control, and he'd be coming out loud and vehement against it. Let's go to the phones. Joseph, and I think it's South Dakota. He's a Democrat who doesn't support gun control. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
So you vote Democrat, but you don't support gun control. I know there's people like that out there. I just don't get to hear from you very often.
I really can't vote Democrat because a lot of them are so high on the idiocy of gun control that you can't vote for them.
Now, can I presuppose that you are a Democrat because you see a lot of things out there that you perceive to be some sort of an injustice against your fellow man, and for that that's one of the reasons you're sort of compassionate about it. This is one of the ways you express this by voting this or wanting to be this, but at the same time you're looking at the gun control thing and you're thinking, huh? I mean, is that your conundrum?
Yes, I do have compassion, but I'm not an idiot to believe in the fallacy of gun control. And on top of that, the hypocrisy of, like, Hillary Clinton and Obama is just their criminal activity. And how can you support that no matter what political party you are in?
Right.
And that's, to me, the major problem is the criminal scandals that just plague the Democratic Party, especially with their gun running schemes, just to push more gun control.
Right. Where does that leave you, though? I mean, philosophically, what do you do?
I have to. Freedom comes first. It
right.
has to. So me, I just, as a Democrat, it gives me an inside edge to go to these people and say it's not partisan politics. You know, I'm a Democrat that believes in our freedom, and if, you know, I had candidates come to wall, and I told them flat out, it's like, you know, you support gun control, you will not get my vote.
And let me ask you another question, if I may. In your world, in the world in which you occupy, do you look at people that own guns the way I do? Okay, I mean, I see all walks of life that own guns today that are pro-freedom like yourself, that they, some of them don't look like me, some of them don't think like me, but we all agree on the pro-freedom gun ownership thing. Do you look at gun ownership, especially with the numbers we know as far as adults who actually own guns in the United States with all surveys and everything we've seen, are the gun owners in the United States, are they just like this silent, slumbering bear that could just handle this whole freedom thing once and for all, and we could, if they would actually get out and unify and have one voice, that we could maybe get the political class to start moving in a general direction that has nothing to do with what they're doing and everything to do with actually running the government?
I think so. But it's, to me, it's, it, we don't want a violent outcome. To me, I don't either.
And I trained for that for 7 years. That was my whole wheelhouse, and I don't want that at all.
I literally get my butt kicked, but I try to tell other people.
I would too, Joseph. I would too.
Why not hold back our tax dollars?
Yeah, there's so many things that could be done that I just don't. And that's what I'm saying is that. I would like to, you know, if the gun owners in the United States would actually get out there and send a very clear-cut message federally to the federal government, because they're the ones, I do believe that the states should be allowed to do what they want to do. I don't think they should be able to contravene the Constitution, but it's, you know, it's sort of a shaky bridge to be walking on when you start talking 10th versus 2nd. So that one is left to better minds than mine, but Given the fact that there's so many things they could do that would actually be correct, that they're not willing to try because of the status quo, what I'm talking about is some sort of electoral nudge to be given to the federal government. Of course, the violent civil war type thing, that's always sort of a specter looming in the background, always has been. Do you think that would actually occur if we could actually coalesce?
It would have, from what I understand. I used to live in New York State, and supposedly with Cuomo getting reelected, a lot of gun owners like that did not get out and vote. So I would hope to see that, but my biggest letdown was the GOP there hasn't really gotten off their butts to hold Obama accountable for anything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was such a letdown.
That's the thing. That is the very truth of the matter. Listen, I appreciate. I'm about to run out of time. How did you find the show?
Oh, I've been a fan for quite a while. I just don't. Mostly on Facebook.
Okay. Well, outstanding. I'm very glad to have you. Hey, look, when I'm talking Democrats, I know that there's people out there that have the paradox happening. If you're on the freedom side of things, don't worry about the label.
Yeah, well, to me, it's just the label because, like I said, I stay in it just so I can fight because the Republicans cannot do this on their own.
Yeah.
And I like to get them out because I can still vote how I want to. So.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Joseph. You stay safe.
I will. Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to hand this off one more time for the last time today. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lecig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Cig.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Let me tell you about G-Code. G-Code is, they're indestructible. They are modularity personified. Wherever you can imagine it going, there is a rapid transition interface attachment that you can stick something to and then attach that holster to that's going to hold it very securely. One holster can fit all over your body, all over. It can work on the drop leg. It can work on the vest. It can work on the belt. It can work on the carrier. It can work on the dash of your car, on your bed, under your desk. Wherever you want it to go, it will attach. Thousands of possible configurations. I don't even know how to count them. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I had a conversation a few years back with the staff of the senior senator of South Carolina, His Honorable Lindsey. Hey, I can make a Armani suit look like a Kmart suit off the rack. Graham. The senator is very fond of coming to the upstate of South Carolina, where he is from. He's from Seneca, South Carolina. And he likes to get out his AR-15, which you can tell he shoots it a lot because it looks like it just came out of the box. And he'll go to a range and he'll run a couple of magazines through just enough for some photos. And, there's one range here that has this tactical type dude there that is the range guy. And so he will pose in the picture with Lindsey and give him a little bit of cred, and this is all ego stroking. So I called there was some gun control being proposed, and I called Graham's office to find out which way they were going to do, because we wanted it to die in committee. We did not want cloture. We wanted it to die in committee. I was working at the time for Gun Owners of America. I was doing just my part as part of the onslaught. And I call them, and they start weaving for me this tale. It was a little bit like they thought they were talking to me, and I was probably 2'2", and I walked around, and I still had my own bag of marbles, and I still believed in Santa Claus and stuff like that. And they put me on their knee, and they started to impart their wisdom. You see, young Bill, can we call you Billy? You see, Billy, what we like to do is to get them to come out and bring all the gun control they can to the table. Then we can debate them and make them look stupid. Then that's good for things later on down the road, because we've already made them look stupid, so later on they fall into our cunning trap And we, of course, get everything we want. I, being little Billy, after I went, wow, I also then went, hey, how often has that worked? Yeah. So I'm listening to this insanity, okay? Here's my thing, okay? I have read parts. Now, I'm not going to sit out there and say, of course, I'm so well-read, I've read the entirety of Sun Tzu's Art of War. I have read parts, and I've heard quotes in movies and such. And, you know, the very best battle that Sun Tzu ever thought about fighting was the one that didn't have to be fought in order to get your goal. I quote Sun Tzu to them, which, you know, they thought I was talking about the Columbia Riverbanks Zoo when I said this. And I said, let me quote Sun Tzu to you as I tried to reemerge as the adult Bill and no longer little Billy. And it was completely lost upon them. And I realized that these idiots fully believed what this nonsense they were telling me. So we have been treated all week to hearing that in Virginia, the Virginia Senate remains in the hands of the pro-gun Republicans. I'm going to tell you how you can tell a pro-gun politician from a status quo Republican, okay? First of all, a pro-gun politician would be like Joseph that just called in. He would call in and say, I'm for freedom. He would get out there and he'd get on the podium. He would call a press conference. I don't know if the press would actually show up. You know, Harry Reid called a press conference as he's getting ready to retire. While he's wearing now his half sunglasses, half not sunglasses, because he got beat up by a weight machine, he got out there and proposed some gun control. What was the Republican response from the Senate on the gun control that he was proposing in his minority status? Nothing. Now, I know that Cruz and Rubio and Graham and a few other of these guys, they're all running for president because they all want to be president. I understand that the fevered egos are running hard. I get that. Where was McConnell? Why didn't McConnell stand up and say, well, of course, you know, you've been, you know, in response to the minority leader, my good friend, the minority leader's statement that he's going to be proposing this and that and the other on gun control, of course, all proposals are welcome here in this body, this august body of senators, where we are actually the adults here at Capitol Hill. And but, of course, it doesn't have a snowball's chance of getting anywhere. So to my esteemed friend and colleague, one-eyed Harry Reid, Mad-Eye Moody, whatever you want to call yourself nowadays, take your best shot. And he didn't do that. He didn't do that. Nobody did anything. So we need a pro-gun Republican side. We need to see a difference. The problem that Joseph is alluding to there that he didn't articulate, that I have considered this a lot. When you look at the Republicans on the status quo side and the Democrats on the status quo side, there's not a whole lot of difference. There's not a whole lot of delineation between the two if they're not pro-gun, anti-gun. And therefore, the Republicans, when the anti-gun Democrats come out there, they don't have to get out there and take a fevered position. And that's what we need. We need a fevered position. We need senators and representatives standing up every time Barack Obama gets out there and lies about gun use. And it's easier to get a gun in Chicago than a book or an eggplant or anything. Guns are the cause. Whenever he's doing that, somebody should be getting on TV. Trey Gowdy's a favorite. They'll give him the camera anytime. Jason Chaffetz, he's good to go. You know, there's lots of guys that will get the camera anytime they step up. We need to have a designated hitter that comes out of Congress every time this happens and gets up there and says, what absolute junk coming from the president's face. I would expect him to know better. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar. That's what he said when he was running for president. And yet he's out here talking about trashing the Constitution, kicking the teeth out of the Bill of Rights. That's what he wants to do in the name of, and you know what, we've had a couple of examples out of Chicago here recently. Were more guns equal to less crime, Mr. President? But we don't have that. And that's what we need. That's what we need. Now, refreshingly, on the Democratic side, we've got Jim Webb, who's one of the presidential wannabes out there. He's not going to go anywhere because he's not liberal enough. He's, you know, right now you've got Hillary and Bernie punching each other left and right, trying to out-liberal the other one, and then Martin O'Malley, who's going nowhere, who's playing grab Glutimus Maximus with him, trying to show that he's more liberal than both of them put together. And Webb's out there. He's just saying, well, you know, I believe in the right to defend yourself, and that's he's not even getting any time. And I saw several skits about him not getting any time. So there's got to be a difference. We've got to make them show us the difference. If the Republicans want to be in charge, if they want to have the vestige of power, then they need to earn it. They need to earn their pay. And believe me, being a U.S. member of the House or a U.S. senator, that's not exactly, they're not exactly sitting around worrying about the power bill once you ascend to that thing. You've got a temp job with some really nicely cut clothes. Mm-hmm. Then if you stay in there long enough to get corrupted by it, then of course you start making a lot of money. But, you know, anyway, that's all beside the point. Don't ever give the Republicans the pro-gun mantra yet. Let them come out and earn it. Let them come out and pound the lectern. Let them make me blush. Somebody can make me blush. I'll tell you what. I'm on their side. I'll run with them. Make me blush, somebody. We'll be cooking then. That is it for the week. We'll do this again on Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.